tariffs, and some of the negatives about them. I'm Keith Lundberg with your WNAX Farm News Update. This Farm News Update is being brought to you by Farmers Union Insurance. For a no-obligation quote, contact a local agent today. Over the course of the last couple of weeks, as I've been out traveling around the Midwest, visiting with our farm groups, visiting with congressional leaders, USDA officials, and secretaries of agriculture, tariffs have been a big topic. U.S. Congressman Adrian Smith in Nebraska is the chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, and we talked just about that, tariffs and what it means.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of tariffs, like I've said before. I do see that other countries have made concessions. I use the U.K. as an example. It wasn't long ago that they were wanting a trade agreement that had nothing with agriculture in it. They would ask me if I would support that. I said, I don't expect to get to perfect, but ag needs to be included. We've seen them make concessions on beef and ethanol. That's good for American agriculture. I'd say that's really good for Nebraska agriculture more specifically.
And as he pointed out, it's very important that these trade doors do open, but there are things that we need to look at while we are opening up those doors.
The fact that they made those concessions, those would never have happened under a Biden administration. Even if President Biden woke up one day more excited about trade policy than he ever became over 4 years as president, his approach would not have worked to get concessions from other countries. We see concessions from other countries. I believe that ultimately, you know, to have the leveling of the playing field move forward beyond President Trump's term of office, Congress will need to be involved. I think that it can deliver some good results moving forward, and I want to be helpful.
With your WNAX Farm News Update, this Farm News Update brought to you by Farmers Union Insurance. I'm Keith Lundberg.